to Otaku Nation UK, and yep. also happy Thanksgiving to all our American listeners, if we have American listeners. If we do, that's awesome.
Turkey.
Probably this will go out Friday or Saturday, but you know, a belated Thanksgiving, and
they'll be just eating the leftovers.
That yes, that's true.
Fine.
And please don't hurt yourself on Black Friday trying to get sales, because here in the UK it's not as mental as America, but we are, I think, going along that way. But we'll talk more about that later on with our little bit of news. So yes, two more animes this week. It's just myself and Alex this week, so
the lonely pair.
So very short show. And the first anime, which has been about before, that sounds really wrong, I don't mean to say that. it's been on before, Fate Stay Night, but this is Unlimited Blade Works. And yep. I haven't watched the original anime in full.
I haven't either, but I know pretty yes. much how it goes.
I think I'm exactly the same. I know the characters, I know the history behind it, because that's what it is, really, history. It's pretty much a rewrite of the original anime, but
yep.
Alex, you said to me earlier, it's based on the light novels and the different
endings
to it.
Yeah, I don't know which ending this one's going for. I have a feeling they're going down a different end, because otherwise they wouldn't have given it a different name. And they've explained some of the backstory better than the last few.
Yeah, because it had a prologue that told you about Rin's story and how she
yes.
summoned her,
and very subtle attempts at trying to give spoilers.
Yes. I did the backwards way of watching episode 1 first, but then I watched episode 0. And it's basically, in the first episode prelogue, you discover Rin. And episode 1, you have Shiro Emiya.
Yep.
He's just...
Mr. Clueless.
Yes, he's pretty much clueless. He has no clue what's going on. You kind of... The story starts off a bit slow, but you learn about how he has somewhat of an idea of what magic is, but then he summons his, what are they called?
Servants.
Yeah, so he doesn't realise, but he summons Saber, who is one of the most powerful ones.
Strongest one, yeah.
Yeah, and it's pretty much they're fighting for the Holy Grail. And the Holy
yep.
Grail will grant whatever you desire.
With a catch.
Oh?
Yes, with a catch. It's not just going to be simple.
Oh, is this like you, me, Nikki kind of catch?
Well, it's more, I can't remember honestly what the catch is. I know there's just a catch. Because obviously this war's been going on for years. And you're thinking, hold on, if someone's won the Holy Grail before, wouldn't something have changed?
Yeah.
In the world.
That's true, actually, yeah.
So... That's all I can remember, is there as a catch. That's the reason why, in the previous wars, not much has really changed.
Because they all know each other. It's when they're reawakened, though, they know each other, but they don't know everything. I noticed that in the first episode with Archer, and then episode 1, vaguely with Saber. And
Saber recognised Shiro's last name, which is quite depressing when you realise why.
Is it to do with that guy who rescued him?
It's because the previous Holy War, yeah, he was in it.
Is this to do with what happened at the beginning of episode 1?
Kind of.
Okay.
It's just, if you've watched Fate Zero, Fate Zero is the war before this one.
Oh, okay.
And you'll notice a lot of characters from Zero are in this one now.
Fair enough. I don't know the chronological order in regards to Fate Stay Night. I just know that the characters look awesome. I have two I have two Saber figurines, actually, in my room. I have the normal one and the dark one.
Yeah.
And they're both, actually, in two opposite ends of the room, which is quite ironic. One's in one corner, one's in the other. It's like, you stay away from each other.
Yeah. because my favourite being Lancer, because he has shitty luck. Zero luck, yay! Because they always lose. Yeah, the series itself is quite fun. Just before, in case someone hasn't realised what the story is. Holy Grail War. Is it five masters, isn't it?
I think it was seven.
Seven, okay,
I think that's what Lancer said, like the seventh
Lancer,
server.
Lancer, Saber, Archer, Assassin.
Rider?
Rider, the Mage. Mm. Can't remember what they're actually called. Yes, six, seven? Who's the last person?
Lancer?
Oh, Berserker.
Oh, Berserker. Yes, I did read about this. So I did kind of go through it on Wiki a little bit afterwards.
Yeah, because of, as people might not realise, each of the servants are based off of historical figures or people of importance from the series.
Yeah.
The reason why I say the last one is because certain characters, which I'm not going to spoil, certain servants, aren't historical figures, but actually have been in the series, and there's a reason for that.
Ah, okay.
Secret identities away. So, a good example is Lancer, in this, is based off an Irish legend.
Yes, I did hear that. I was like, woohoo, Irish!
his actual name, it's something.
Is it Gaelic?
And, I think so. But his weapon is Gaebolga.
Okay.
Gaebolg. And Saber, which I'm not going to say who is because I don't want to spoil it for everyone.
Yeah, fair enough.
Know who he is. And then I'm trying to think of, like, Assassin is a samurai. Then we've got Rider, who is from Greek mythology. Berserker, I'm not sure. And Archer, I can't say.
Fair enough.
All of them are related to me. But it's a fun series, even if at times you're like, why the hell? Why are these people such dicks?
Yeah, because Archer at the beginning, he was a proper git.
Oh, but it's so funny when you actually know who he is.
Oh.
And then you realise why he's being a dick, and you're like, you're doing this on purpose.
Ah, fair enough.
So it's actually quite funny when you realise all the backstories on everyone. And then it's just like, oh, this is just... It's an okay series, it's just... Sometimes you're just like, why?
Mm.
Why would you do that? Now I'm sad.
So would you say then, for anyone who hasn't seen the series before, to start with this, or to start with the very beginning, or Fate Zero?
Start with this, because Fate Zero will give away spoilers.
Okay.
Because release-wise, Zero is first in chronological time order.
Mm.
But release-wise, Zero is technically second.
Okay.
Yeah. I think. Or is it third? There's so many! Like Fate Apocalypse, or whatever it's called. Fate Zero, Fate Day Night. Oh, I can't remember the other Fates now. But there's a lot of them.
It's like Legend of Zelda. It never ends.
start with this one, because it's got the better animation from the original series. And you'll understand why.
Fair enough. So it's a good one to carry on with?
Yep.
Cool. Okay. Next anime, Joker, or in other places, Kaito Joker. And this is about a boy who is a phantom thief.
Yay!
And
Angel. No.
Yes, I thought that is... I thought it was a mixture of magical genie, Demon Angel... And for some reason, Detective Conan, because of the White Knight character, I can't remember his name, and yet I have a figurine of him, because he's such a cool character. But yes, he is a thief, and he goes around, it's very basic, we don't know anything about him as such, but as yet, but he warns people in advance that he's gonna steal stuff from them, and that's his definition of him not being a thief. Instead,
is that
being...
every single thief series ever?
Exactly, he's just a phantom thief. He wants to give a trial to those who own the thing to once he steals it, and he steals an elephant in the first part of the episode, and as another guy watching him called Hachi, who is, say, thief in training, I suppose. You
Ninja.
can, he's yeah, he's a ninja. You can tell straight away when you saw the uniform. But he's a good ninja in a way. He wants to take back an ornament that kind of ruined his village because it was taken away, and you know, he meets Joker, and he's just, at the end, he just wants to be his apprentice.
Pumping his leg.
Yes, and like in the middle of a car chase, be my apprentice. No, I don't have time for this, seriously. Ask me later, you know.
And the pit trap. Oh, you're such a loser. How could you fall for such a trap?
I know. The poor kid's like hanging, like, please help.
And it's just a phantom thief is a woman with the manliest
voice. I know.
And I'm just sitting there going, oh, this is fantastic.
Oh, it is actually, it's very light-hearted. It is one of those ones, it went quickly with me because I was really enjoying it, the kind of old-school vibe from it, I can say, because
kind of Lupin.
Yes! Oh gosh, why didn't I think of Lupin? Oh my god. Yeah, it's very
Kitty
funny.
Lupin.
Yeah! Anything, anyone could watch it. Kids will love it, because it's very colourful, especially Joker's outfit. And also the police officers as well. They're quite funny. You can tell they're going to be very slapstick. They're going to be used a lot of that.
Stupid.
Yes, very much so. And I don't know where it's going to go. How his backstory, what the kid's backstory. I know there are two other characters in it as well who we haven't seen in the show, but we've seen in the opening and ending credits.
Always the case.
Always the case, but I think they will be sticking with Joker. Obviously, they'll probably be maybe a bit of hostility to begin with, but then they'll work together.
Well, it'll just be like probably a competition at first. Who
yeah.
will stole as much crap first? Mm. Yay!
Exactly. What did you think of it, Alex?
I found it cute but stupid. It was like, I enjoyed watching it, and at the end of it was like, what have I gained from this?
Well, that's true.
But it's quite entertaining, I don't care. Yeah, it's adorably colourful, and Joker makes me laugh at times.
Mm.
Especially when he was dressed as that woman. I don't know why it cracked me up so much. So you take the piss out of this little kid holding on for dear life on a pit trap.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, wow, he's a knob. it's just light-hearted fun. I can't help but like it, but at the same time, I have no idea why I keep watching it.
Mm.
And I don't know what's going to happen.
No, this is it. I think it is one of these ones you could just switch your brain off and enjoy it. You don't have to know an awful lot what's happening to enjoy it.
Nope.
And I really like it. I think I will carry it on. I probably will not watch the episode, I mean the series, one after the other. I'll probably watch one every now and then just to see what happens, unless something major does happen that I don't know of yet, and I'll be thinking, right, okay, I'm going to carry on with this. Why did I not carry this on with this before, you know? But yes, brilliant.
Yay!
Yes! And
now on to news.
Yes. We don't really have much news this week because of Birmingham Expo was the last convention of the year. And the next one will be London Anime Con in February. So from now until February is pretty much a dry run of
Christmas.
Yes, and gaming. And as I mentioned at the beginning, it is Black Friday tomorrow here. Oh my goodness me. Funny enough, I've just seen an advert now pop up on TV for game. And I'm going to bring game into this straight away. I don't think they did this last year. Because Black Friday here in the UK is not... It's starting to get more well known. In the last couple of years, here especially, in places... I don't know if I can do product placement, but I've already mentioned game, so sod it. Asda, Insert Coin was another, because I bought a couple of their hoodies last year for next to nothing, which was fantastic. And Argos? Amazon, that's another good one.
Anyone owned by Walmart.
And, so yeah, so Asda was the big ones to start with, because obviously they had TV slashed down half the price, and now everyone's
John Lewis.
Everyone's, oh god, Monty the Penguin. But going on, so I'm gonna trail off now in a minute.
Don't trust him.
Oh no, I love Monty. I think he's adorable.
Advertisement for fluffy toys.
Yeah, I got one.
I had a feeling you would.
Yeah, and I got a T-shirt as well. Penguins. Yeah, random fact for you there. I love penguins. I love all kind of birds, so yeah, it suckers me in. But game, the first deal they announced this morning was Xbox One for £300, but that included Assassin's Creed Black Flag, Assassin's Creed Unity, and two other games. I can't remember what they were, and a £5 credit.
Meh.
Yeah, it's
the desire to get something that I can only play on by myself.
No, I will admit, I know I have said I'm not the biggest fan of an Xbox One, but I think those who want it, that's a good deal. You know, I probably will get an Xbox One in future, like a PS4, but I'm just waiting for more games to come out. I'm one of these people who I will not dip my foot in the pool unless, you know... I know it's that's probably a wrong exaggeration, but, you know, I just want to wait until more games. That's why I waited for the Vita, because now I have, like, a plethora of games that I'm just trying to catch up with now. And they've announced more deals tonight. I've been keeping an eye on it. One, the Wii U, which is the console, Super Mario Bros. Deluxe, and one of the biggest games of the year, which is... coming out tomorrow, which is already out on the 3DS, Super Smash Brothers, is going to be £200. I know.
Tempting.
It's so tempting.
If they threw Bayonetta 2 in there, I'd be like, now? I don't care.
Do you know what? I know. And Bayonetta 2 has been doing brilliantly. It's just been getting fantastic scores, like 10 out of 10, 9 out of 10. 5 stars.
It's a really good game.
It is. Apparently they nearly gave it up because Sega dropped out of it, but then Nintendo took over. Exactly. So thank you, Nintendo.
just make the Wii just a little bit cheaper. And then I'll get it.
Yeah. Another big game coming out tomorrow is Pokemon Sapphire and Ruby. I can't remember Alpha, Mega and all that. I forgot which one they are, but
Alpha Romero. Wait, what? That's a car. Wrong type of Pokemon.
Oh god. Someone posted, I know some people will be getting early. Obviously pre-orders will come out today, so someone have got them. I think someone posted on the MCM forum, who else has got their copy? And someone posted the old version of Ruby going, yep, got my copy. I'm like, bravo, bravo, good sir.
I had it here with my little old Game Boy.
Like, bravo, that's good fine. Sir. I tip my hat to you. Fair play. Yes, so that's another good deal. And what else was there? I do have it here.
There was a PS4 deal.
Yes, there was. That was just announced.
Which was kind of crap.
Yeah, I'm not very, happy. Well, I'm a bit disappointed. It's Drive Club and The Last of Us, as well as PS4 for £300. Now, that's a good deal if you haven't played The Last of Us. If you haven't, do so. And Drive Club?
Meh.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of racing games. I was hoping for maybe Assassin's Creed. Or...
Oh, but if you get Assassin's Creed, you get a free game anyway.
Yes, that's true. That's true, yeah.
Thank you, Ubisoft.
I was just hoping for a more up-to-date game.
Yeah, but this is the thing. This happened with the PS3 when it came out.
Yeah.
I had to wait a year, and then I got it again the next Christmas with Devil May Cry 4.
Oh.
And, like, one other game. I was like, I'm done. There you go. I got what I wanted.
Well, when I got my PS3, I got Uncharted 3 and Gran Turismo 5. Sold Gran Turismo straight away, because I don't dig racing games. And Uncharted 3, I've never played. Because it doesn't interest me. I know that sounds awful. But, yeah. It's still in the corner somewhere.
They gave out Far Cry 4.
Yes!
PS4. They do know it would be grabbed instantly.
Oh my god, yes. That's what I mean. If they had an up-to-date game like Far Cry 3, Unity, and I can't think of any other ones that have come out
Because
recently.
PS4 hasn't got much at the moment.
Oh, there was one that came up. My brain's gone to mush. I can't think. But the Wii U one is brilliant because they're giving you a game that is gonna be
Brand
fan
new.
brand new, literally brand spanking new, and everyone is going to be playing this because 8-player online looks amazing. I've seen Smosh Games play it, and it's absolutely crazy but fantastic at the same time. I think I saw a gif of 8 little Macs playing off against each other. It was the most confusing but most
Flying
beautiful
everywhere.
thing. It was the most confusing but most beautiful thing you could ever see.
Probably not all the same color. Oh God.
No, I think a couple of them were because there's only 6 designs to each character. So,
It's gonna be teamwork.
yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
why?
It's like they're fighting each other. Which one am I? I don't know. Throw a punch.
I'm
Boom.
wearing blue, I'm winning.
Throw a punch and they both punch each other and are like, well, that didn't help. You know?
Baton punch effect. Ah!
Yeah, exactly. Oh dear. I think, yeah, so those are the biggest deals. They are. By the time you listen to this, and I'm hoping to
They'll
have
be
this
gone.
upload, they'll be gone. So I don't know if they'll still be there or not. I'm gonna upload this episode as fast as I can.
There's only two of
And
us, so haha.
there's only two of us, yeah, so I could have this up in an hour's time, hopefully. It is 20 to 10 now, so if you listen to this now, hello, future us. And I'm probably talking a load of crap now, anyway. So.
Fine.
It's been a
There's only
long
two
week.
of us.
I
We
know.
can say what we like.
It's been a long week.
It's been a shit week.
Yeah. Oh
Now
God.
we have podcasts. It's
Exactly. That's a way of kind of releasing ourselves. Oh yes, Grand Theft Auto 5. It that
yes.
was yeah, if they brought that with that.
First person
Perfect.
mode.
Oh God, the amount of videos I've seen this week of people just shooting each other, blowing each other, or crashing into it, and everyone just going, first person! You know?
It'll
Every
make you
time.
so goddamn dizzy.
Oh gosh,
Falling off a cliff.
oh, I know. Oh, whose was it I watched first? I think it was Mini Lad. He was the first to upload the first gen, with Vanoss and the gang. Oh my god, I don't get motion sickness, but watching them, like, fall off a cliff in a car was awful. And
Makes me dizzy watching it normally.
oh, in you're in a car, you can't move your head, so you can't see what's around you. You're
Well,
not
crumble.
granted that availability like you were. You can switch between both third and first person in the game, but when you're driving, it's really difficult. And Jinx TV last week, when they did the live show, they had someone, a Squid Gamer, and she doesn't drive, but she had like pretend to have a driving test on the show. And at the end, Adam, the guy who hosts the show, he was just like, right, you did this, you killed a pedestrian, you did this, you passed, congratulations, you know.
You've murdered everyone.
Yeah, pretty much. She said, you got your Gran Turismo, Gran Turismo, Grand Theft
We've thought
Auto.
so many.
Oh dear.
Gran Turismo, you're not driving just as well.
You got your GTA license. Here you go.
Oh.
Yeah, if they brought that out, I would have been like, yep, mine up. Definitely.
I am
And
waiting till it drops to 200 and something.
oh, that'll be a long time. Maybe after Christmas, I don't know. But speaking of Christmas, obviously that's coming up, and there are some awesome games, and we've mentioned a few of them. One of them being Pokemon and Smash Brothers, and Grand Theft Auto 5. And I have a book here of games that are coming out in the next, or have come out, and ones you want to play at Christmas. You know, just kind of hint at your other half, or your parents, or your friends, and just say, look, could you just get
Or
me
kiss
this?
ass to a work colleague. And then I'm gonna buy me a video game.
Well, you never know. Stranger things have happened.
Stupid Christmas hats.
Oh, what Secret Santa?
Yeah, well, not even that. It's just, hey, I went on Amazon. Everything's cheap. Buy a load of random rubbish. Ship it out
Oh
to friends at work. Thanks, guys.
gosh.
Ah.
Right, so let's go to. Let's see who we go to first. So obviously Nintendo, we have Pokemon, Smash Brothers, Mario Kart, Bayonetta, Zelda, Hyrule Warriors, and no, I was going to say the next Zelda game, but that's not out till next year, so a bit early on that. And also, if you're into Skylanders, Infinity
Oh.
is quite good because they brought out the Avengers and Guardians of the Galaxy characters now as well. So if you're into stuff like that, that's awesome. And also, the Amiibo figurines are being released.
Hooray.
And I don't know if I
They're
get this
so gonna
Wii U.
break.
Well, I don't know, but I know that they only save one game per item or one game per figurine.
Oh,
Yeah, it's a
of
bit.
course.
Yeah, so it's if you want to save more than one, I think you have to get the different amiibos or something like that. And so you have those coming out, and there'll be a new range coming out, I think February, something like that. And yeah, so
Lots
yeah,
of stuff.
lots of stuff. And also for your 3DS, Tomodachi Life, if you haven't played it, do. It is literally The Sims and oh, I can't remember, and Animal Crossing, I think, something like that. Yes,
Pokemon.
Pokemon. Yes, if you played the original Ruby and Sapphire, you need to get this game. And also
You
because
can
it
capture them all over again.
exactly, and you have new features in it, so more up to date. So you have the houses, the hide the
Hideaways.
secret bases again, which is awesome. I know, I love that. I really did.
Much time I spent in that goddamn little crappy hole.
Oh, I did as well. I had all my little plushies all around me. It was
Yay!
amazing.
And the stupid little rug I could never sit on properly. I remember
You
that.
buy all these things and it's just like, I can't do anything.
And my
I can't
secret
sit
base is in
down.
like the crappiest location to get to.
Oh, the ones you had to fly awkwardly to get to.
It's like, why didn't I put it here?
Oh. I think I can't remember mine. Mine was in the forest, but I just can't remember where.
Mine was in a cliff.
Oh,
Like in the
jeez.
middle of goddamn nowhere. It's like I couldn't even fly anywhere close to it. It's like
So
half mile trek.
you didn't want any visitors then, I take
No, I
it.
shot for the most awesomely placed flicking secret base and then regretted it afterwards.
Oh,
It's like,
gosh.
ah, oh, why did I put it here?
Oh, dear. But, oh, I can't wait to play. Though at the moment I'm playing The Wolf Among Us. I am a year late. Yes, I know, I'm a year late.
I haven't even touched it.
Oh, do you know what? I wanted to play it so much on my PC, but on my laptop, but it kind of, you know,
Crashes.
it lags, yeah. And so much I wanted to do a let's play of it, but if I can get it working, I will. I'm currently started on episode or chapter 2, and I'm hooked. I really am hooked. It's just like, oh, Telltales, you've done it again. I have done a let's play though of the next game to the moon, A Bird
Oh, okay.
Story. Oh, it's beautiful. It's really good. It's only an hour long, so I'm hoping to have that uploaded very soon once I finally finish this music video.
Okay.
Yeah, they're pretty much technical difficulties on that as well, so it's just like, ah!
You'll be fine. Just takes a bit longer.
Yeah, it's just I'm hoping to have it out before Christmas, to be honest, which is awful. But yes, hoping to have that up soon, both of those videos, and hopefully if I can get the PC working, Wolf Among Us as well. Oh my god, Bigby, oh, he's so awesome. So I don't think there's any games specifically for PlayStation and Xbox as such,
No,
because
most of them share them.
yeah, exactly. So Grand Theft Auto V on PS4 looks amazing, and also you can update your character from PS3 onto PS4, and you can get an awesome mugshot while you're there at the same time of your up-to-date
Yay.
character. Call of Duty: Advanced Warfare, if you are into Call of Duty, David
Yes.
is.
Oh.
So he's been playing that recently. Yes, Destiny.
Destiny, if you want to shoot stuff and have no storyline.
Yeah.
Oh wait, that's Call of Duty.
Oh,
Oh,
zing.
oh dear.
I would love to play Destiny though.
They're bringing out a DLC.
Oh, are they?
Next month, start of next month.
Oh. Funny enough.
Yes.
Funny enough, one of the deals for game is Destiny for £33 on Xbox 360 and PS3. Tempting, but I might hold out and excuse me, wait for a PS4. I could be waiting a very long time.
Yeah, you probably will.
Sorry, I'm just taking a sip of water because my throat's just got incredibly dry. I was gonna get this, but I've changed my mind. WWE 2K15.
Okay, why you change your mind?
Because I heard it's not as great. That's just, yeah, for me, I really wanted it to be good. But apparently it's better on next gen. So, a bit disappointing because, people, for those who don't have next gen or can't afford next gen,
Yeah.
it's a shame that they're missing out on some of the stuff. I think IGN rated the PS3 and 360 versions, I think, 6 or some 7 out of 10. Not great. And the next gen ones, I think 8.5 out of 10. So not a lot better, but still graphically, I think I was told you're better off with 2K14.
No.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit of a shock with me. What else? Halo, the Master Chief Collection. Oh, there you go. There's an Xbox One
Another
exclusive.
buggy one.
Yeah. I have played, excuse me, most of the Halos. I do love them, but I don't think I'd buy an Xbox One to get that. Maybe in the future, obviously. What else is there? I am slowly flicking through the magazine. Evil Within.
Ah.
If you haven't played that, it's quite good. When you see something first, you think, oh my god, this is scary. But
Yeah.
then when you play it, it's kind of, what are you trying to be? Are you trying to be horror or action? It's you're either one or the other. I know Resident Evil does that, but it has the horror aspect of it. It is a good game, about 18 chapters, so you do get your money's worth out of it. And that's also another one that's on sale in game tomorrow as well for £33 if you want to buy it, do. Assassin's Creed, Unity and Rogue. Unity you can only get on next gen, but Rogue you can get on PS3 and 360, which is good.
Okay.
I probably will be playing Rogue very soon. Middle Earth: Shadow of Mordor. I don't know if that's PS4 exclusive because when I'm looking here, it says PS4, but I'm sure it is on PS3 as well. I'm hoping it
I've
is.
seen it on PC.
Oh well,
Not
then
sure.
yes, so that'll be a good one to play, and I've heard it is the best of the Lord of the Rings games that have come out,
Yay.
which is good. Far Cry 4, as we talked about earlier, looks amazing, and Troy Baker is the king of voice actors at this point. He voices the antagonist in it.
Ooh.
And I don't think he told anyone. It was I kind of noticed it at E3 when they played the trailer. I thought, no, is that him? And I had no clue because they didn't release any knowledge until just not till recently, which was cool. Another Xbox One exclusive, Forza Horizon 2, which actually looks really good.
If you like driving games.
Yeah, that's the only driving game I would probably play. Oh, that sounds awful. Lego Batman 3 Beyond Gotham. And it's the continuation of the second game, which ended on a cliffhanger, and it involves all the characters basically going into space because we experienced the lanterns this time. And I don't know how many characters you can play, but when I saw the screen, I'd say a good at least a good 200 maybe characters. I could be exaggerating, I don't know. But yes, it's looks good. And when I said about Troy Baker, he's in this again twice. He plays Batman and the Joker.
Really? That's
Yeah.
quite the big selection of roles.
It is a very mixed selection. I only found this out from a magazine last week, and when it said, "Oh yeah, she," sorry, he plays two characters. He plays Joker and Batman. I'm like, I have to watch a video when I go home of a Let's Play, and I did, and I was just like, oh my god, it is him. So it's a good game. The Lego Batman series are great. The first Lego Batman's very hard, but second one's really good, and third one I probably will get, because it will come down in the sale probably around Christmas time. So yes, a game definitely worth playing. What else is there? There is Minecraft as well, because they've now released it on PS4 and Vita, and David was kind enough to buy me the version on Vita, so I have to have a go on that now, finally. And actually learn how to do stuff, and instead not do
not
nothing.
Watch us get shit blown up.
Yeah!
Who fell down the hole?
Oh, I fell down several holes there, and I was just like, right, I can't get up.
You can't
guys.
See either, so all of us have to try and find you.
I know, it's like, it's dark.
Where on the map is Harriet? We don't know. Yeah, little dots. Where is she?
I'm down here!
I'm drop a torch. There you go.
And the sweater. You might grow into it. Oh, excuse me. What else is there? Alien Isolation. Brilliant game. Very stealthy, though. Very slow. So, but very scary. Very, very scary. And Sunset Overdrive?
Colourful!
Yes, very colourful. I do love the idea behind it, and Jet Set Radio with mutants, I think. Yeah. That's the only way I could describe it myself. And finally, one you will love, Alex, Borderlands, pre-sequel.
Yay, pre-sequel, which I still haven't bought. I'm too busy playing everything else.
No, I'm the same. Yeah, with Pokemon coming out tomorrow. Do you know what? If you don't hear from me next week, that's probably because I didn't survive being in game while trying to get Pokemon.
So what's gonna be next week? It's just me. Hi everyone.
I'm just gonna talk random stuff for the next hour.
Everyone's playing video games.
Oh, don't worry. I'm good at multitasking. If I could, I would have played Wolf Among Us, but it's more detective work at this point.
Time limit to reply. So.
Yes, that's. Oh god, yeah. The only complaint I would have with the Vita is it's very slow in loading, and especially if you start on a scene where you have to do quick time reactions, so you miss a couple, and it's a bit annoying. That happened a lot in the first chapter, but apart from that, it's a great game. I really love it. I'm just regretting I didn't play it earlier.
It's okay.
But
now you've got all the chapters almost.
Yes, yeah, I have all of them. I could have literally started from number 5 if I wanted to, but...
No.
Yeah, exactly.
From the beginning!
Exactly, and they're only like an hour and a half each chapter. So that's not bad, actually.
The Borderlands one soon.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting.
But, yeah, so that is your guide to what's coming out at Christmas. And I don't know what other games are due to come out from now until Christmas, but... Well, I mean, no doubt we'll have more news in the next few weeks. And, yes, very briefly, before I forget, because I don't know if this will be up in time or the next episode will be up in time, but I'm going to be a guest on another podcast, and I'm very excited. I seriously, back to the 80s podcast.
Ah.
Yeah, we're just talking retro geeky stuff, which is just amazing. Because I love my retro, I really do. Yes, I will be there talking about my love of 80s cartoons, I believe. And I do have a list brought up of what we're going to talk about, and I seriously cannot wait. I will literally have a nostalgia trip, and it will be amazing. I'm not going to say what. I will leave that to the viewers to listen, or the listeners to listen to, once it's up. But... I cannot wait. And it's the first time I've been asked to be a guest as well, which is like,
guest privileges.
It's just really cool to be asked, actually. And thank you very much for asking me. I'm still, even to the guy who hosts the show, I'm still like, please, thank you so much. You know. So on that note, we will say our goodbyes, and as always, we shall talk to you all next week with new animes and more news. So goodbye.
Bye all.